Andrea 1, Assignment by Dr. Jonathan Sherwood. Introduction. The story begins over 2.5 million years ago, yet in solar time it is yesterday. The information contained in this book has been channeled, and evidence held on file can confirm a percentage of this story. The initial conceptual idea of how this book should be written brought many hours of difficult adjustment, having to observe a scene at a time and then transcribe it into a textual pattern. Took plenty of practice. However, the task was attained and the product you are now able to read. The facts and information portrayed will inform those who believe that life as we know it started in deep space, through foresight of life forms who, for one reason or another, saw need for an advanced genetic race which could carry the universe and all it holds beyond the barriers of the 12th dimensional plane. The concept, you must decide for yourselves, as to what you feel, and only those who are sincere in mind, body and spirit will be able to comprehend the value of what you are about to read. As the story unfolds, many facts will seem real, as they have actually happened in this world. And there are many secrets which are still hidden from the eyes of the world even today. The names are as real as can be, and this is their story of a quest which is continuing to this day. This is a first edition, and it's dedicated to explorers who search for the truth. Earth, what a wondrous and mysterious place to feed to soul. Disruption. This is, I suppose, one of the most difficult decisions we have ever had to make, states a member of the Andrian High Council. We must decide what is necessary for us to achieve this goal. This will not be easy, for there is much to do, but we must decide, and we must decide now. Why do we have to do this? Exclaimed another member of the council. Everything looks all right now. There do not appear to be any problems with the high energy levels of the 12th dimensional plane. Why should we have to go any further than that particular level? This remark drew a rapid response from the Andrian High Protol. If the universe is to expand and grow, we must understand this has to be, one way or another. Turning to Lao Chi, he hands him a large silver disc. This is from our timeship that has just returned. I have seen the results of their trip. We must pass on the information that we have obtained to the genetics laboratory for their analysis. He pauses in contemplation for a moment, gazing at the disc now on the grav table. In a morose tone, if this should work, I wonder how the life forms developed will be accepted in the universal values of life. He sighs, still looking at the disc. This meeting is adjourned. He exits through the door without another word. The other members look after him, many knowing that the weight of the final decision will still fall on him. Lao Chi picks up the disc and looks at it thoughtfully. He's tall for an Andrian, towering almost 7 feet in height. He's the tallest member of the council. Eyes as dark as an Andrian night, he's known to intimidate enemies on other worlds. His hair is as smooth as Syrian screen fabric, and as soft as the wind. Yet for all this, he is a very powerful man. His profession being biogenetics, he is also the creator of the Andrian Biogenetic Assimilation Androids, a master achievement in bioengineering and artificial genetic intelligence. Let us review the material, he states, as he places the disc into a reader on the graph table. He knows that the High Protol has given them permission to view the material, otherwise he would not have given Lao Chi the disc so openly. They turn to the liquid display screen that covers the entire west wall of the room, and they observe it as it comes to life with an image of one of the Andrian deep space vehicles. The commander of the vehicle, known as Shontar, begins speaking, and all present listen intently to his narration. This report is from the area of the universe known as Starayag 7. We discovered serious magnetic deterioration in several high light energy photonic levels in this sector. We assumed at first that I had something to do with the collapse of the neutron star in that area. we discovered a particle stream of photon light rays coming from the far end of the sector. We proceeded to trace the stream to its source. What we found was the disruption beginning to occur in the time frame readings in this area. Our science officers began computations and discovered that the rift has evolved from a collapsing of the light levels that maintain the dimensional shifts between the matter-antimatter time fields. This had us rather confused at first, but when we began to realize what this could lead to, we immediately requested to remain on site until a more comprehensive analysis was available. We then immediately proceeded to Rayag 4, a planet that has life on its surface, and we began an analysis of their biogenetic systems. One of the medical officers became concerned that the effects of this rift may have had an effect on their molecular development. When we arrived, we found two-thirds of the life forms, what should have been present on the planet, had disappeared. After closer investigation, we realized that the interference of the matter-antimatter disruption had indeed affected their molecular genetic balance and was destroying their very existence. There was no way we could halt the deterioration, and within 5 solar days after we arrived, most who remained were beyond recovery. The rift is spreading, and if left unchecked, will eventually affect all life as we know it. We then reviewed the cellular and molecular levels within the planet. We discovered that the cellular structure had broken down, exposing the barrier cell that contains order within the molecular balance in all life energy levels. Thus the planet was in the throes of tearing itself apart. In a way, this is a little like breaking an object by introducing a vibrational frequency sound wave, directed at an object and increasing its harmonic value until the molecular barrier becomes unstable and it collapses upon itself. Our science officers devised a way of delaying the collapsing process by introducing a positive neutrino beam emitted by one of the ship's science sensor probes. We placed the probes in orbit around the planet, and first readings indicated that the deterioration rate had declined. However, as the rift intensifies, the probe will reach its maximum operational emission level, if all readings are correct, in 150 years. This sector will then become non-existent, barren of all life and no visible matter present. Shontar pauses to collect his thoughts, his face showing the obvious stress of the moment. Lao Chi pauses the recording and with a deep expression on his face comments, "If this is as serious as Shontar is indicating, we do not have much time to lose. Do any of you have any comments before I continue?" He looks around the room, noting the pensive looks of the other members in the chamber. "No? Then let us continue." He reaches over and continues the recording. "I have encoded the scientific profile of the events on this tape for security purposes. I am sure you are all well aware that if this gets out, panic will prevail. The genetics laboratory can encode the information on their monitors for analysis. Meanwhile, we will remain on station, collecting further information as it comes to hand. We will also move away from the source of the collapse. Our scientists think that the dimensional levels of the universe are beginning to collapse back upon itself. We must find a solution to this problem, and we must find it before we all become part of this momentous collapse. We will transmit another report in 5 solar days. Shontar Commander Andrea 1 out." Lao Chi stops the recording and retrieves the disc. Holding the disc in his hand, he presses a button on the graph table that summons the Andrian security guard outside the main door. "We must review the material closely and work long hours if necessary to find a solution." He hands the guard the disc. "Take this to the genetics laboratory for analysis. Inform them that the information is coded." The guard departs as Lao Chi rises from his chair.